Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, he's a dynamic athlete and an explosive hockey player. Certainly excited to really now get a chance to be on the ice and start working with him. And then we'll see what happens at camp. But from coaching at the international level, and we were slated to play Germany if the Worlds didn't get canceled a couple of years ago, and I was at USA. And so I watched him closely, and I knew the dangers that a lot of that birth year was going to possess. But JJ is one of those rare guys that has the speed and the skill and the explosiveness of elite, dynamic offensive players. But also has the lurking goal-scoring ability that more of the intelligent offensive players have. So he is shown at the younger age groups to have that really good combination of speed mixed with the cerebral goal-scoring ability that all special goal scorers have.
How are Quinn and Lucan end of the season last year with injuries? Are they okay? Are they going to be able to go in this tournament?
Yeah, they're both good. Quinn's in great shape. He's had a phenomenal summer. And Upi is going to be out there today with us as well. And we're hopeful that he'll be able to go this week. But he's in good shape. He looks strong. He looks like he's had a powerful summer. But Quinner is absolutely had a very impactful summer in his training, both in the weight room and the work he did on the ice to improve some pieces of his game.
As far as JJ goes, I guess this is his first time in Buffalo. I mean, do you think if he was normal things that draft pick would do? Have you been able to sense any excitement from him that maybe, you know, finally beginning for him this year?
Oh, yeah, he's buzzing. You can feel the energy from him. And that's important. Those are exciting things for our franchise. To have players of his caliber, you know, Jack Quinn and Pekka Luukkonen and these guys that some have been here, JJ has not. But everybody, even the guys that were here last year that played for us, even the Samuelsons and Ruotsalainen and these guys that even some played in Buffalo, none of them have had a real NHL, very few of them have had a real NHL training camp and a real NHL rookie camp and a rookie tournament. And these are important things to start establishing themselves in the franchise, but also for us to start establishing the identity we want to keep building going forward. Well, I think that he's put a ton of work in. With the beauty of Jack is he's really coachable. And so when you tell Jack Quinn to go attack an area of his game in practice last year, he does. When you watch video with him, he is listening, he is absorbing, he wants to get better. He reminds me of a lot of those elite American kids I coached at the national program. And this summer we challenged him to keep improving his shot. And his release and how quick his release can be because he could power past junior goalies, but the release is more important in how quickly you get it off and how deceptive you are in pro. And then we challenged him to get better in his skating so he can be even more powerful in how he transitions from offense to defense and defense to offense. So we're looking to see those things, and then we're also you were also moving him to center. So he will play center this week as well. Well, we'll start with this week. But we started that last year. And if he didn't have surgery to end it, the last 10 to 15 games, he would have been a center for us. I think he played three at center and was very, very good at it. We've always believed as an organization he has traits of a center. And now we'll start the process.
When you look at guys who were in the NHL this year, how much you want to make sure they just not try to do too much at a prospect camp. They're still trying to learn. Like you said, they haven't even had a normal camp.
Really. Right.
I mean, how do they balance? Well, I was in the NHL. I want to get back there and not, you know, accelerate things too much.
Well, they do, right, want to get back there. And some of them performed very well. You know, Ruotsalainen performed very well. I think Samuelsson performed very well. Pekka Luukkonen performed well. But, you know, something we talked a lot about in Rochester, and we've already – I grabbed our returners from Rochester yesterday to talk to them about mindset and trying to be great where your feet are, right? And staying in the present. And none of us are ready to impact the NHL lineup in such a way that we're ready to just walk in the NHL and start dominating. So even if they are in the NHL, they got to get better. And so the mindset here this week for all of us is we have to fight every day to get better individually and collectively. If that means that some of those guys get to the NHL sooner than later, that's great. But we're trying to create a mindset in our young prospects, and we started with this in Rochester last year, that we want to have a growth mindset. We want to attack things every day, and we want to accept the adversity that they're going to face along the way, because that adversity that they face is going to fuel future growth in their game.
You mentioned building an identity. Part of that's obviously, what are the key points?
Well, you know, you want to be a team that's hard, difficult to play against, that's demanding to play against. You want to be a team that's fast and attacking in style, especially with how many our young core that we have, not only in prospects, but in the organization. So I think we want to be a fast, aggressive, attacking team organization. We want to be an organization that's demanding to play against. We want to be an organization that wins puck battles and makes life difficult on our opponents at both ends of the ice in terms of getting to the blue paint and making life miserable on our opponent's goalie and making life miserable on our opponent's forwards trying to get to our net. Well, he's a play driver, and there's not a lot of there's not a ton of wingers that are play drivers. A lot of times wingers are guys that get out early on offense and can score, or they have some defensive deficiencies to their game, and that's why maybe they play wing, but they have some other great strengths. Jack is a play-driving winger when he used to be a wing. So that's number one. Number two, he is incredibly intelligent, and he has a cerebral intelligence to how he attacks the game, both on the ice and also in how he looks at the game off the ice and how much he wants to get better. When you ask Jack about players he admires and who he looks at, he can talk about Patrice Bergeron and players like that. And so we believe that he has a lot of traits mentally, physically, and competitively that are going to make him a really effective centerman.
When you're in the Vikings, Thomas Casey, he's small. He's a real big scorer in the Quebec League. Are you intrigued by him?
Oh, we're very excited.
Is there a way to score?
We're very excited to see him. I mean, he had a really good year last year. And I think in a normal year, right, where it wasn't COVID and maybe it was a full season and maybe a chance to be in the playoffs, he might have earned other opportunities already than he's already had. So he had a fantastic season. His numbers speak for themselves in a very good major junior league. So we're extremely excited to see what he can bring to us this week.
You want to see Quinn and Paterka together as much as possible this week?
Quinn and Paterka are going to start together today. Quinn is going to play center. JJ is going to play the off wing, which has been normal for him. We have a lot of left shot forwards right now, so some guys have to play the off wing. I'm less worried about forwards playing the offside. It's a little harder for defensemen to play the offside. JJ feels very dangerous coming on the offside. So we are starting with Quinn at center and Paterk on his wing. And Brett Murray will be the left wing, and he can add a lot of physicality and size along with really good goal-scoring touch around the blue paint.
Luca, what do you need to see from him to see advances? What do you hope to learn more about him and see him progress?
Well, I think what we've already learned about him is what a great competitor he is, and the presence and the confidence he gives his team in front of them. You know, some goalies are really good, and some goalies give their team a swagger. Uko gives his team a swagger, and he's done that everywhere he's ever been. And he has a great presence to where when you're on the bench and bad things are happening and you're spinning, you kind of look down and you just have a feeling that the big guy's back there and he's got everything under control for us. And so that's really important in a goaltender. I think what we're looking for all of the young guys is just consistency of excellence, right? And that consistency of excellence is not just in games. It's in practice habits. It's in how you take care of yourself. It's how you show up at the rink every day to get better. And all of those daily choices you're making when you're chasing excellence lead to you being consistent in games. And, you know, obviously he's had injuries. And so that's part of becoming more consistent is trying to stay healthy through a demanding pro season. And all of those things we're excited to see him take the next step in.
You mentioned a lot of these guys haven't experienced a lot of a normal year. How much are you looking forward to a more normal year?
Yeah, last year was certainly different. I'm excited about it. I mean, I've really been itching to get here. A lot of Zoom calls in the last month with my staff, with the player development staff, with Kevin and Jason, with Donnie and his staff. But you can only plan and Zoom call so much. And to be able to get in a room yesterday with the player development guys and with our staff and kind of go through the plan for the week is very exciting. And it's energizing as a coach. I mean, this is why I coach. I love helping young players chase their dreams and try to become great players. And so this is the process that starts here today.
Did you plan to use Brett Salinen at center? And is that because maybe you don't have a lot of centers here? And or is that good for his next step as these weeks continue?
We're going to use Ruotsalainen at center this week. I think the beauty of our two, and we talk about this with a lot of our players, is versatility. If you can only play center, there's only four spots available on any franchise at any moment, right? And if you can play all three forward positions, there's 12 spots, 13 spots that are open for you. And we talked to R2 about that last year in Rochester. And I moved him to wing probably at – it hurt us in Rochester, but it helped him in his readiness to come to Buffalo because we thought he'd probably at least start at wing. That doesn't mean he's going to be a wing for his career in the National Hockey League. But we are going to play him at center this week. We feel confident that R2 can play any one of the three positions, and we're going to keep helping him in that process.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.